This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Up early with Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
It's just gone 6 o'clock on your Tuesday morning. Good morning, Annie Louie.
Good morning.
Oh,
Tuesday.
I love Tuesday. Now, for Ando's Chip Challenge, which is coming up later in the show, I have bought something quite lunar-themed.
Lunar New Year theme. I thought you were going to say loony.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah,
what?
They're little moon bites. No, yeah, that came out wrong. But you know what I mean. I've gone for an Asian-inspired
snack. Is it going to be spicy? I'm feeling the Sichuan stuff might come back. And both ends are not going to enjoy that.
I'm not going to get... Not going to give that away at this time.
All right, all right.
Hey, we've also got a special guest because today we are talking about cooking with others.
Yes, and today, is it today? Dropping tomorrow is my episode of Lazy Gourmet.
Is it on tomorrow?
It is. So it's on ABC iView. I cooked with my mum and it's all about the foods that your parents cooked when they felt lazy. So growing up, my mum and I would cook the tomato egg dish, which is iconic in Chinese culture. Yeah, and you give the recipe in each episode. So we're going to interview another one of the people who participated in the show.
Oh, cool.
Irvi Majumdar cooked with her mum. She's Indian, and there's a curry recipe.
Ooh, I love a good curry.
Yes.
Oh, yum.
And we want to talk about cooking with others. So do you cook well with the people that you know, for example, your mum, or are there some people who are off limits? You would never, ever in a million years feature on My Kitchen Rules with them.
Snuggle up to Annie and Ando every weekday morning on Joy.
Tuesday morning, we're talking cooking with others. Annie, are you good in the kitchen with other people helping or being involved?
I like being guided. I don't like being micromanaged. It's a fine line because I want to feel supported. I freak out and I get stressed when I'm cooking by myself because I like to try new recipes, and especially when I'm about to cook a meal for lots of people. Why do I do that to myself?
Every time, try something new.
A lot of the times,
Because
I get excited by a recipe that I see and I want to go, I really want to impress, and then I overshoot. It becomes like 9 o'clock at night and I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm still going.
Oh, no.
But I've learned my lesson, and if I'm cooking with my mum, she's always there to help me, but too much. She'll often like smack my hand away or grab the spoon and do it properly.
Yes. So that was my next question. Do you fight with your mum when you or have disagreements?
I'll try to have my notebook out and I'll say like, how much, mum? How much? And she's like, I don't know.
It's
like,
just a little bit. You look at the consistency and you go, nah, a little bit more. And you go, well, how was that?
The hell out of me. Yeah.
But that's actually a really interesting point, because when you start to learn food science rather than just food recipes, you get a sense of what, you know, too much flour does to something as opposed to not enough.
That's not the way that I've been taught either. Yeah, it's more of the so practical, do it 1,000 times and you'll just know.
And you'll just know.
Yeah.
That doesn't look right.
No, yeah. Because all these trendy cookbooks now, like what's that one? Heat, acid, fat, salt.
I don't know. What's that one?
It's like trying to teach you the foundations.
Oh, yeah. Like of, you know, your proteins and your...
Yeah, which I still don't really know about. Like yesterday I was trying to mop a floor and I put vinegar and...
Hang on. Yesterday you were mopping a floor.
Yeah.
Do you know what time of the year it is, Annie Louie?
Oh, shoot.
Oh, my God. Mrs. I hope your mother...
Oh, my goodness. It wasn't at my house. Is that okay?
So someone else's
But the floor's really sticky.
Yeah, but that's someone else's good luck. If you've just tuned in, what I'm telling Annie off about is she's gone and cleaned her house or someone else. We need to find out whose house it was too. And during Lunar New Year, you're not allowed to clean.
Don't play this to my mum.
I know. Good thing she sleeps in.
Yeah.
She's never listened to our show.
I never.
The only way we got her to listen was to bring her in.
That was right. Yes.
It's a Tuesday morning. We're talking cooking with others. And Annie, when I think about cooking with others, I, of course, think of Mr. Ando. And I think we do it well. He would probably violently disagree that we don't often cook together. But when we do, it's more clear delineation of roles. In other words, I'm in charge and I'm cooking. And it's not by design. It's not like I turn into some dominatrix or something. Yeah. But he's a great dish pig. He'll go, can I clean this up? Can I do that? Can I wipe that down?
He doesn't touch any of the cooking. Do you cook all his meals for him?
Or takeaway.
What?
Yeah, he doesn't cook.
What? But he's would. The Italian one. He's full of the family recipes.
Yep. And in all the years we've been together, I think he's cooked one or two meals.
Get out.
No, seriously.
This is a revelation.
I think traditional Italian family. He's a boy.
Yes.
Mama.
Fair.
Mama wouldn't have the boy. Like, you know, it's very
cheap. Well, it doesn't work, does it?
I love cooking. Mm. I love cooking. And particularly when I don't have to do it every night of the week. So there's a couple of things, though, that I think cooking with others helps. For example, crumbing. When you do
flour, egg,
and crumbs, it makes it so much faster when you've got someone just on the crumb plate.
Yeah.
So much faster.
Can't say I've crumbed anything before.
Haven't you?
Nah.
I've got some schnitzels from the from Philip, my cow. I'll bring some. Oh, no, actually, I want them. They're really nice. Oh. I'll make one for you. I'll cook one and you can have half
a
beef. They're just a beef schnitzel, but they come up lovely.
Do you have to go whack it? To tenderize
no,
it? Is that
not
what
with fillet. Not with fillet.
Not with
fillet
the cow that you raised. I see.
But back to the Mr. Ando helping. There is one thing that I have overreacted and nearly thrown something at him.
What happened?
Pasta water.
Why?
When I drain pasta, I normally put the colander into another bowl to catch the last bit of drips, which is normally sort of protein milky coloured pasta water.
I have a question about pasta very quickly. Yeah. Why does mine stick together?
What the fruit are you doing? Is it fresh pasta or packet?
Packet.
Dried?
Yeah.
You're not enough water. And do you
but
get a fork?
No, like I'm trying to drain it and it just becomes so stuck together.
You're probably overcooking your pasta.
Oh.
Do you put plenty of salt in the water?
Not really.
A big, more than you would.
Right.
Like lots of salt in the water, salty
and
water.
That stops it from sticking together.
Well, I'd need to see it. Next time do me a little FaceTime and I'll check it. But I reckon you're overcooking your pasta. If it's spaghetti, like depending on the brand, 10 minutes, 11 max.
Yep. And then it kind of gets cooked anyway when you add sauce, right? Again.
Yeah.
All right.
So back to the pasta sauce. So I keep the last drainings of the pasta sauce, of the pasta water, to often mix into the pasta sauce to make it a more creamier finish just before serving. I don't know how many times I've gone to the kitchen sink.
It's gone.
And he's washing. There he is.
Like with a smile on his face. Am I good?
He's drying the bowl. And I'm like, where's what was in that bowl gone? And he's like, what do you mean? Did you want it? It was just like dirty dishwater. I go, it's pasta water, mate. And he's been really good for the last 3 or 4 months, and then the other day we had people over.
He slipped up.
And he freaking did it again.
If you were to be on a cooking show on TV together, you wouldn't really be able to do it because there's no one who's ever featured cleaning mess.
Oh, he will chop. He'll do, like, he's a clever person. So if I go, hey, can you chop the bread or can you do that? He'll do.
He's like, what? I threw the bread in the bin.
Probably with the pasta water, turd. No, he'll do whatever, any help that I say, hey, can you help me with this?
Mm.
But like, I wouldn't necessarily get him to, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a complex thing. Oh no, even the pasta, we've worked the pasta machine together. So
I'd like
show
to
him.
Ask people on our Instagram at Annie and Ando, are you more of a cooker or a cleaner if you had
or
to
a helper?
Dish pig
kitchen hand,
dish pig
or are you the sous chef?
Yes, chef.
Monday to Friday, up early with Annie and Ando on Joy.
To Tuesday morning, we're talking cooking with others. Now, Annie, most of our loyal, lovely listeners would have heard in the last week or so that you're in a relationship.
Pretty new. Don't tell my mum. I don't intend on telling her this
time. Does she not know?
I'm not telling her until the day before the wedding if we get married. Honestly, I'm over her.
Mrs. Louis, text me 0427569949. I'll give you an update what Annie's up to. She's not only mopping floors during the Lunar New Year celebrations, which is unheard of or unallowed, she's dating.
Yes, well, yeah, because my mum's banging on about when are you going to get married, all of this stuff, and if she gets a whiff of what's happening, the lectures and the chats and the heart-to-hearts will never end. I don't want to have any more heart-to-hearts and advice from
somebody. Annie, can I give
somebody.
You a little lecture?
What?
If there's some advice I may offer.
Yes.
Put your eggs on ice, if you haven't already.
Okay.
Sorry, you staring at me going, you just said that
it
on air.
It costs 10 grand.
All right. If anyone has a spare... No, I'm... And why I say this is because I've got a number of girlfriends that I love dearly who are very ambitious women and very intelligent, and they get to a point in their life, let's say circa 35 or 37, and they go, oh, I'm going to start a family, and they go, oh, the quality of your eggs is not very good. They regret not having put some on ice when the eggs were, when they were a younger human.
Yes. Well, they sound like boss bitches with some money, like, you know.
We need 10 grand for Annie's eggs. No, just, in other words, buy yourself some time that if you are 42 and starting a family for the first time, your eggs were harvested at 27.
I don't know if I could do that to my kids, given I had an older parent, to be like the 80-year-old.
Were you embarrassed with your dad being the 80-year-old?
Mum, I'm not going to be the 80-year-old mum.
What, your daughter's 40th? But you do, yeah, if you're 40, if you're 42 when you have...
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah, 82 at their 40th.
Yeah. Anyway, we were talking cooking.
I know, and I'm
thinking
suddenly your ovums have come up.
Get ovums. Away from my ovums. Stop trying to harvest my ovums.
Come on. But if, shake you up and down. Now this is just getting awkward. So you've got the new love interest.
Yes.
And you've been spending some time in lockdown. Obviously, you've been locked down together.
Yeah.
And I don't mean the red room variety of locking down. I mean the COVID.
Yeah, even the COVIDs. And you got to get a lot of food. You got to cook your own meals. You've got to get some takeout.
Does he cook?
He loves to cook.
Oh, yay, because you love to eat.
Yeah, I love to eat, and I'm not that good at cooking.
Yeah.
And it was, like, clearly on the dating profile that he loved to cook. Like, there was a picture.
Is that a criteria for you?
No, it wasn't, but I'm like, I didn't think too much of it, but was him with, like, a giant hunk of, like, ribs
shoulder?
Or something?
Oh, no, sorry. I saw
maybe
the back
it was
of him.
A shoulder.
No, like, I saw his shoulders the other day.
The other day.
On the back of a Zoom call. I'm like, far out. He's got a nice V. Anyway, you're going to
whack
me. Stop
objectifying everybody under the sun.
Oh. Noticing that somebody works hard on their body is not objectifying, I don't think. Anyway.
Slide into our DMs. What do you think?
No, don't open that can of worms. Of course, I'm objectifying.
Yeah. Did you have a question?
Yes, I did. So have you cooked together yet?
Yeah, we cooked together a few times. On Friday, I made some stuffed peppers.
Mm.
And we also did a chocolate tart yesterday, actually.
No way.
And it turned out really well, but there was a point where we got a bit snappy because the recipe, which was Jamie Oliver, it's not that hard. It was ranked, you know.
Melt some chocolate, whip some cream, fold it in, put it into your biscuit base.
Yeah, the pastry part of it, the short crust, argued over because he was like, that doesn't sound right. Let me look at the recipe. And it's like, no, I'm telling you this is exactly it. But those people who like need to see it to believe it,
particularly
like, hand it over.
This is the woman that melted an aerosol can lid against her baking dish that she was trying to turn into a pizza tray. I'd snatch it out of your hand and read the recipe.
Oh, yeah. You would.
I would. Not that I doubt you. I would doubt you in that situation.
Yeah, but it was exactly what it was. And it's not my fault that he went and skipped a step and it ended up melting too quickly. So we had to go and put it in the fridge, wait for it to harden up again. Yeah. Still wasn't going fast enough. Put it in the freezer, came back out, then blind baked it. And there was a point where I snapped at him again because he was doing, trying to take over the chocolate part. And what was happening? He was chopping up the chocolate so fine and it didn't matter. It was going to melt. Yeah. So some things like that, just logical, you know, work smarter, not harder. So in the end, he just took a seat on the couch and I did it and it turned out really well. So
So the moral of that story, be clear on roles before beginning.
Yeah, I guess so. But also, I think desserts are more my domain because that's where I first started dabbling in my own cooking. I think a lot of people do. You know, the oven is a safe instrument generally.
And back to my point, have clear roles. And roles doesn't have to be that you do the chopping and I do the cooking. It can also be dessert's yours. Anything sweet, you're tackling.
Because last year I made a bunch of tart bases because I was getting really bored and making lemon tarts.
Do you fork
kinds.
The bottom before you put
you
your
should
blind
have,
bake?
So we didn't do that.
Ah. Depends on how runny.
It
depends on how runny. I don't fork if I'm doing a quiche, but I'd fork for a chocky tart.
Ooh, there you go.
Because I don't
the
want holes.
The tray
want
had holes
egg.
At the bottom, though, so we thought maybe it had good airflow anyway. Do you have holes in your bottom with good airflow?
I've got one hole in my bottom, and you leave that alone. Thank you. It's quite prized out there. It's your Tuesday morning, and we are talking cooking with others. Now, Annie... I don't know about you, but years ago, with the whole push of all those celebrity, or not even celebrity, all those cooking shows, that like the My Kitchen Rules, the Master Chefs, the Angry Kitchen Man dude thingy, Gordon, what's his face?
Oh, and, yes.
Yeah. All that,
Ramsay, Gordon Ramsay.
There was this real push into corporations or organisation team building doing cooking.
I had no idea. This is never something I've ever done at work.
So my boss decides it'd be a great team building activity. He takes the team to this. It was actually the guy that set up Number 5. You remember the restaurant Number 5 with Jamie Oliver in Melbourne, and it was a fundraiser for homeless kids or something. It was a TV show. And anyway, it was the other guy, not Jamie Oliver, the other guy, Toby, that set it up. Anyway, we're in this massive shed slash cooking school, and we're put into teams, and there was a couple of people I didn't necessarily like.
And in your own workplace?
Yes. Mm. Yeah. And he and then it was a competition. They were going to be judged. Our meals were going to be judged. And I don't know, you've worked with me long enough. Do you think I'm slightly competitive?
Oh, 15 out of 10.
Yeah, just a little bit right. So then he goes, and the course that's going to be judged, it was all nibbles and stuff, is a mushroom risotto. I've only cooked it, I don't know, 3,762 times.
Juicy.
And I had to share the participation with like three others in my team. It nearly killed me.
So something that was so basic that you could have been like, everybody smacking all these hands away from the stove. Ando's got this.
Well, one of the guys, and I knew him well, I said, mate, do you want to win this one? He's like, yeah. And he's as competitive, if not more, than me. So I thought, I'll get an ally. And I go, I know how to cook this. I can divvy out tasks. You can all look like you're busy, but I'll be in control, and I guarantee we'll win it.
Yep.
Like, don't overstir it, because that's a myth that you have to stir risotto constantly. All these things. I even tried to give him my rap sheet to show how good I was. But then there was another woman, the one I didn't like, and she was like, right, and she starts chopping the onion. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's chopping it wrong.
Mamma mia.
I was having a heart attack, so I had to.
What was she doing wrong? How can you chop an onion wrong?
Well, some people, in a risotto, I like the onion really fine so that it's similar, not as small as a grain of rice, but about the size of 3 grains.
I never even noticed there's onion in a risotto. Maybe that's why they always chop it so fine.
Standard base should be carrot, celery, onion.
Yeah, was she doing it like it was a sausage sizzle?
She was doing rough chop like my mother would do. Yeah, like a sausage sizzle. Like, it's not rings, but she was like, slice the onion in half, slice it, and then bang, bang, bang. And I was like, well, do you want to spend a bit more time and maybe make that fine?
Because
and make
you can't undo that, really, like once you've
No, you could dice it, then you get mush.
Yeah, yeah.
So I like every piece of onion the same size.
You're there with your measuring tape.
I don't need to. I've got eyes. So clearly I don't play well with others.
Yeah, you do not. You do not. So what happened in the end? Did they sabotage you and you win?
We won.
But it's still out of flavour. You won, but you weren't happy.
And presentation, because I watched the other teams. I said, well, actually, this woman that I don't like in our team did the same thing. She started getting bowls out to bowl it up. And I'm like,
bowls?
I go, in a restaurant, you don't do bowls with risotto.
What do you do? Plate?
Plate. And you you slop it on, and then you whack the bottom of the plate, and then you fresh cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm hungry.
Yum.
And I watched all the other teams use bowls, and I thought, this is going to be our competitive edge. We're going to be on a plate.
Did you have a recipe that you all needed to follow, or was to your own device?
Yeah, no, there was a recipe to follow.
And did you really follow it?
I didn't even, I didn't think I looked at it.
Cheating.
Is it? What, bringing your own skill and technique? How's that cheating?
No, but not following the recipe, in a way. But, you know, MasterChef and stuff, they wouldn't have recipes. It's all left to your own ideas. And, so what did you decorate it with?
Some shavings of Parmigiano.
That's not a garnish, though,
Is it? And a little bit of, a knob of butter and fresh parsley stirred through at the end. They were putting their parsley in way too soon, so you actually want the pop of the green colour, the creaminess of the butter once you've turned it off, and then the cheese.
So what did you learn from all of this?
I don't play well with others.
Somebody who does play well with others is Irvi Majumdar. Her and her mum are on Gourmet Lazy, along with me and my mum. There's 5 episodes of this TV series coming to ABC iView. We're going to chat to her all about it right after this.
Up early, Annie and Ando are up with you too. 6 till 7 a.m. every weekday on Joy.
Today we're talking about cooking with others because a brand new series is being released on ABC iView called Gourmet Lazy, all about the foods we love made by our parents when they were lazy. There's 5 episodes. My mum and I feature on 1 episode, but right now we've got comedian Irvi Majumdar on the line who cooked with her mum. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, Annie. How are you going?
Good, thanks. Welcome to Annie and Ando. How are you going?
Thanks so much for having me. Yeah, I'm going well and excited to see this video. I was telling my mum about it yesterday. So yeah, we're both kind of keen, and it's a nice thing for our family to be able to see overseas as well.
Your mum lives in Canberra. Did you fly down to do the shoot?
No, it was like actually a bit of a long saga. Initially, I was going to get my dad because he's a bit more confident with speaking and like booking shows and stuff like that. So my mum, even getting her to agree, was like a big task, and I had to like write an argumentative email persuasive. I mean, she was not keen at the start, but then we like kind of was like, you know, this will be a great thing. And then over the different months, she was actually stuck in Melbourne while my dad was in Canberra. So
you had to go with your mum.
So she begrudgingly said yes.
That's my mum as well. To anything, she's like, don't get me involved in your stupid performing stuff.
Yeah, but then, like, why?
Did she love it?
I've heard it. Yeah, that's really fun on the day. So even up until the like day before, she gets when she gets stressed, she's like always pacing, and she was really not into it. So I was like, I'm so sorry, but please. And then when we got there, I think it was really nice for her to the special treatment, like with all the makeup and like Brendan and the whole crew were so lovely. So I think they really made her at ease.
Are you able to tell us what dish she cooked with your mum on the show?
Yeah, so it's a dish called Khichdi, which is mostly found in... So our family is from Calcutta, in northeast India. So it's a really kind of staple dish there, and it's something that you could kind of make more fancy and less fancy. And basically it's like rice and dal together with vegetables as well.
I saw on your Instagram there's so many spices. That takes it to a complex level for me. Do you feel like this is an easy dish for you to cook?
It's not that simple. I feel like for my parents, in every Indian household, I feel they have like a really stock standard, like thousands of herbs. So for them, it's like, oh, of course, you know, just get your bay leaves and your blah blahs from your pantry, whereas, like, I don't have everything at my house all the time.
Yeah, you need, like, little jars that you can steal a little bit off your mum when she's not looking and start to build your own master foods collection.
Yeah, well, they're bloody expensive.
Good herbs and spices are. I know when I make salami.
And it's also, like, we online you buy, like, you know, a packy kind of last few ages. So I think it's just the initial just getting it and knowing what to get.
For sure. Are there people that you simply cannot work with in the kitchen?
Not too bad. I feel like in the past there's been, different like friends or something who, so I've got like a really, what I can't do is can't stand, I feel like it's like a disease that people have, but it's like when people make really loud chewing noises.
Or, oh, I'm with you.
It's called misophonia, I think.
No, so don't like do I'm that.
Not, like, oh, I hate it.
I'm self-diagnosed.
So, yeah, for sure. We have a chip challenge segment where I eat chips and limited to one crunch per chip because we might turn some people off it completely.
Or on really, that whole SFMR
thing. ASMR.
Yeah, it's really hard. I feel like if people are like tasting stuff and like doing the thing at the end and like shit like that, I'm sorry. I'm not talking about stuff like that. It really, drives me crazy.
How do you go cooking with your partner?
Pretty good. He's actually, I kind of just step back because I'm not that great at it. So he just would usually cook. He's a much better cook than I am. And he likes it more. I feel like when I try to cook, I get overly ambitious and I'm like, oh, I just won't follow a recipe. I'll just like know what to do.
Yeah.
It turns out really bad and I get upset.
100% so relatable. Thank you so much for your time, Irvi. It's been wonderful to catch up. Tell us when your episode is dropping.
So it's coming out on Wednesday the 17th of March on ABC socials, and I'll be sharing it. So, anything on my Instagram, which is just my name, that will be coming out too.
Yep, Irvi Majumda, comedian from Melbourne. Gourmet Lazy, directed by Brendan Wan, kicks off Wednesday night, 17th, the first episode comes out on iView.
And who's on the first episode?
It's me!
Annie Louie and her mum. You get to see the famous Mrs. Louie.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh. I can't wait.
There's a lot of subtitling going on. I had to translate things, and like when I was doing it, I thought, wow, we come off as like very like harsh to each other, but that's part of the humour.
I've worked with Annie for over a year. I know what harshness feels like.
I thought you meant like you have to subtitle me.
Yeah, no! Thanks so much.
Awesome. Thanks, Annie.
Since the dawn of time, humans have ventured into the unknown, and one challenge stands above them all. Many have tried.
What is that?
I got this one.
What do you reckon it is?
There's definitely vinegar.
That is spicy ramen pork.
It tastes like the dirty bit of a prawn head.
I haven't even tasted this.
It's stinky.
And the aroma is awful.
Thank you.
Few have succeeded.
Yeah. Oh, this is awful.
Moroccan spiced chicken and lemon.
Who's naming these things?
No other show would do this. Without. No other show has the guts.
No one has the right
to eat goddamn chips on air.
It's Ando's Chip. Challenge.
It sure is Ando's Chip Challenge. Bags number 129 and 130.
Ooh,
getting tackled.
An even number.
Here. I know, 129 and 130. Now, it is the celebration of the Lunar New Year, so I thought I would go a little Asian themed with today's.
I'm so confused by these.
Chips.
They're wafers.
The brand that we are celebrating today, or I don't know about celebrate, see what you think when you've eaten them, is called Snazg. Bites. Now, let me spell snazg. It's like they were trying to be trendy and spell snacks with a Z. S-N-A-Z-K. But they put the K and the Z in the wrong spot.
Snazg. Sounds Russian. Snazg.
Pass me my snazg.
Welcome to Moscow. Snazg is served.
Snazg bites. Snazg. Yeah,
all
snacks,
right.
Snacks.
I really want it to be sweet. Looking at it, I'm like, please just be
like
a lovely.
It looks like a little mini vanilla.
Vanilla.
Yeah, wafer biscuit. But now these are, I think, Asian flavoured themed. If you've just joined us, Annie's.
Oh.
She's put it near her nose and she just made a noise.
Why does it stink like fish?
Your job is to give me the correct flavour of these snazg bites.
It's like it's tentacly.
Tentacly.
In the smells. Like
not
it wants
testically.
To be an octopus or
tent
something.
Tent or test?
Tent.
Oh, I tell
you. Mmm.
Oh.
Not really getting a lot of anything. The smell was so pungent compared to the taste.
I'll tell you, I tried one of them last night when I was bagging them up ready for today. I had to spit it out.
Is it because you see the name of the flavour and that turned you off when you put it together with the
thing? And it was such a hit when I got it. Like the flavour overwhelmed me, Annie. And I was running around the house like a screaming queen.
Is it actual New Year themed?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't mind it. I'm going to say
there's red and yellow on the bag.
Is it lobster?
Lobster. Locking lobster. In lobster. Okay, cool. Lobster
it's
bag
too
one.
Sweet for it, but like I feel like they're trying to be upmarket fancy, especially if it's
upmarket
Chinese
fancy.
New Year themed foods.
I don't know that it is, but it was certainly at an aisle end promotional stand of a supermarket. Bag two, Annie Louie.
Something's stuck on one of them that looks like seaweed.
Stuck
Did you
on
see
it?
That? There's like a little black mark on one of them. Did it? Is it like
it's not a herb from
on
my
the
bench
conveyor
top.
Belt? Did it get stuck with the tree nuts and the maybe contaminated with other things?
With bits? No, that looks like something out of a
none of the other ones have it.
It's like out of a little
bag.
Bowl of herbs. I've probably mixed it
no,
up.
No, I don't think it was you. It's pressed firmly in there.
I'm
all right.
Only sanitised. I wear
bag
gloves
two.
When I do it. Bag two. She's jumping in.
They both stink. They smell the same.
Ah.
They look the same.
So what is the difference then, Annie Louie?
What
come
if
on.
You're fooling me and there's no difference.
No, I'm not never going to play a game like that
okay.
with you. Not the same chip. I might do four salt and vinegars, all different brands, but she's pulled a face. She's going down. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and non-binary babes.
It's spicy.
At first it tasted exactly the same. Like it tastes like lobster and spicy lobster.
So,
do you know what I mean?
Yes. So are you locking in spicy lobster?
Why not?
Spicy lobster.
Makes no sense.
So bag one, Annie Louie, you locked
in. But it grows on you.
Oh,
with some kind of weird creamy filling.
I had to spit these
it's
out.
Weird.
I seriously had to spit these out.
I mean, maybe I don't want to know the title because it's all right as it is.
And what gets me is the picture. Oh, the picture on the bag looks nothing like what's inside the bag.
I've heard about this. Somebody told me on my Instagram to buy this.
Oh.
Salted egg chips. Except it's called salted egg golden cube snazg bites.
Snazk. All right, so sorry, you locked in lobster and it was actually salted egg.
I don't mind. I'm going to take that home. I'll still eat that.
They've got a good the bags are actually good. They've got a little Ziploc.
Yeah, I will eat that.
They're imported. They weren't made locally. Bag two, you locked in spicy lobster. And you're kind of on the right theme from the lobster.
Wait a minute. They were exactly the same.
No,
there's salted egg, spicy golden cube.
Spicy, the
Can
one word
please
different.
Give it to me?
No, because where's the lobster in that, Emily? There's no lobster. It's like me saying beef, but it was actually a
salted
egg.
And spicy.
Yes. How good's that?
Well, don't mind that at all. You know, in terms of what you think are going to be on the ingredients, there's not that many ingredients. It's almost healthy, except for the triglyceride, ammonium bicarbonate, and palm oil.
Oh no, the monkeys.
The orangutans.
Well,
you know, my little sister vowed at the age, I think she was only like 8 years old when she decided she didn't want to have palm oil anymore.
Oh wow.
It was quite a feat for
a kid.
What
about palm sugar?
Snacks. No, oil. Oil's the deforestation, I think.
Okay, we're getting deep. Can we bring it back to the chips here? They were imported. How did I go for
Is
in terms
Singapore?
Of
Singapore?
Malaysia, truly.
Oh yeah,
Asia.
they're very big on the salt. To dig there.
I can't eat egg yolks when it's cooked. So, like, if you fried me an egg, I like a runny yolk. I don't. If there's firm bits of yolk, I won't eat it.
Have you had a salted egg before, ever?
If it tastes anything like this, no thanks. Because the gurk, like, it came back up in the back of my throat.
What's the gurk?
That noise. You know, when you gag?
Yeah, the gag factor was too much.
On the egg.
Mm. Do you like salty sweet flavour together?
Can I have another example?
Macca's fries and ice cream.
Nah, not necessary. Okay. Salted caramel.
Oh, yeah, there you
salted caramel and ice cream.
Yep. Close enough. All right. Thanks, Snaz. Goodbye.
I don't know that we've necessarily solved it, Annie, how to cook or share cooking with others. But
find the person for you. I think that's the moral of the story.
Or give them a task. Clear role and boundary territory.
Mm. Yep. Great stuff. Yeah. ABC iView, first episode of Gourmet Lazy drops tomorrow at 7 a.m.
And you can see Mrs. Louie and Annie.
Yeah.
Oh, how cool. We're back with
you tomorrow.
Make sure you stick around for the Murphys.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.